name of Jesus, I declare in the name of Jesus, I will not pursue things that are not worthy of rewards. I will pursue things that are worthy of eternal rewards. In the name of Jesus, the things I pursue will not be for time alone. They will be for eternity. In the name of Jesus, Heavenly Father, we pray that this morning you will speak to our hearts. You will minister life to us. In today's service, you will teach us what you only want us to learn and the things you want us to gain understanding of. In the name of Jesus, thank you, everlasting Father. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed. Amen. You may please sit up in heavenly places. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. Are you excited to be in church this morning? If you're excited to be in church, can you give a shout of praise to God? Today for us is a special day in church. And by the grace of God, it is one of those days for us in church where we want to spend time to award certain people who have done certain things in their places of duties in church. Those who have been committed, those who have given themselves the selfless service, those who have been able to show their outstanding performance when it comes to kingdom service. And I must say that we usually will do this in our award, workers' awards and dinner night. In other words, we usually celebrate with the workers alone. But this year we thought it right that it would be wise to help every other person see some of the things that we see, learn some of the things that we learn, so that they can make up their minds also and decide if they want to get on board to further commitment towards the kingdom. I pray that this service will bring a blessing to your family. This service will bring blessing to your lives. This service will open your eyes to understand the real reason why you were created. That in this service, your eyes will open and everyone who has been pursuing just mundane and ordinary things will arise and pursue the things that have eternal value. In the name of Jesus, every single person in this service, I pray that as this word will come forth, and the award ceremonies hold, God will steer your heart to deeper commitment and love for Him and bring you to the place where you are not just pursuing your own, but you are pursuing the interests of the kingdom, so that every other thing will now be added to you. In Jesus' mighty name we have prayed. Amen. So by the grace of God, today's service has goals. We have certain things we intend to achieve in today's service. And I'm going to share with you some of the things we intend to achieve with today's message. Help you understand certain things as it has to do with the kingdom. By the time I'm done sharing the word, we're going to be, like I said, awarding certain people for their excellent services. You know that in school, when people go to school, everybody gets admission. Everybody is a student. But not all the students are awarded during convocation. It's like that. It's like that. Certain people will be awarded for their excellent performance. In organizations, during the end of the year celebrations and everything, they will call certain people and they say, this one has done well, that one has done well, and all that. Everything you see these organizations do, they are a picture of the things that will happen in heaven. They are a picture of the things that will happen in heaven. Please, I want you to pay attention and as much as possible, avoid everything that will try to distract you, pressing your phones or something. Please don't do that. It doesn't show a sign of honor to God. And I want to say that I know you love God and honor Him. And I encourage you to do the right thing. God help us in the name of Jesus. So the goal of today's service is to help give a glimpse of what will happen in heaven. Whether we like it or not, people will be awarded in heaven specially. Whether we like it or not, the award and the reward in heaven will not be equal for everybody. It can never be. God is not a foolish God. God is wise. God is a very wise God. And every time you see in the pages of scripture, God begins to show us different aspects of scripture, revealing to us that we will not just stroll into heaven and say, everybody, you are fine. No. There are certain people who will be given recognitions. The way certain people will shine in heaven will be different from the way others will be shining. I want you to understand. I will show you all this from scripture. It will help you have understanding so that you can reconsider your service. So that you can reconsider your commitment. You are not here to just live 80, 90, 100, 120. Die and be mama whatever or papa whatever and be, you know, a seller of puff or a banker or whatever. No, that's not. There is more to your life. There is more to your life than just going around your personal business. You did not create yourself. As such, you are not the one who determines your purpose. And God, who understands your purpose, has assignments attached to it. I'm going to be showing us a few things. Like I said, I want you to give all your life to this. This can change your mindset about kingdom service and God forever. It will open your eyes. And I pray that will happen to someone in the name of Jesus. I also want to show us that heaven is a place of rewards. Heaven is a place of rewards. Heaven is a place of rewards. When we get there, there will be rewards. That's what you will see. One of the major things you will see is rewards in heaven. Number three, salvation is free, but you will be rewarded based on your works. You are saved, yes. You don't do anything to be saved, but your rewards will be based on what you have done, how you aligned yourself. And finally, okay, second to the last, God is going to reward our labor with blessings here on earth too, then in heaven. Not only in heaven, here on earth and where? In heaven. Then finally, that service and commitment to kingdom advancement attracts different degrees of rewards. Brothers and sisters, listen to me this morning. Today, you need to have understanding that the judgment of God is going to come very soon. And it does not have to come when the trumpet of God sounds alone. No. The day any person sleeps in death, your assignment is over. The Bible says to be absent in body is to be present with the Lord. And one day at the last trump, the Bible says when the final trumpet of God shall sound. You heard the kind of songs we sang. We did it intentionally so that we can create that understanding in you. When the roll is called up yonder, I will be there. You'll be there because you are saved, yes. But after the roll has been called up yonder and we are saved, there are certain things that will now start happening. God will now look at how well you align with his calling and purpose for your life. God will now look at how committed you were to kingdom advancement, what you pursued, what were your priorities. Like today we have believers, canal. We have believers, they come to church, but they're not very serious about the things of God. You don't think God is a foolish God and say, okay, because all of you are believers, we class all of you together. And even you that was not serious on earth, start leading the group. No, it's not a foolish God. So many people are less concerned about kingdom service. They're less concerned about the things that concern God. They are only after me, my family, and I. What will I eat? So you see Christians everywhere. Everywhere around the world today. Most of the prayer points people give targeted towards me, my business, hey, advancement, my life. Nobody, only a few, let me not say nobody. A few people are committed to saying, God, what is your own burden? What exactly is in your heart that you want to achieve? Give me part of your assignment here on earth. Let me help you. The Bible says that it is desire of God that all men will be saved. So you see people just come to church and stroll and think that that's it. No, that's not all. There is more. Tell your neighbor there is more. Oh, can you say it loud? Tell your neighbor there is more. So the way you serve God here on earth and your level of commitment to him and the vision of the expansion of his kingdom and the degree to which you align with the image of Christ. Oh, you cannot just live anyhow and have no picture of the perfect man Jesus. Every day of our life, look at our faith. It's called Christianity. How come our faith, the name is so bold, yet the character is so low? Christianity means Christ-likeness. And everywhere you go around, you see people who claim to be Christians. They don't look like anything near their Christ. They don't look like anything near their Christ. Many people have castigated our faith because of us. Peter said something about that, that people should not look at you, and because of your behavior and your attitude, they look down on the gospel of Jesus Christ. So this morning, it's a privilege God is giving to us to hear a message like this. It's not every time you have opportunity to hear it. It's not even every time we preach about it. We talk a lot of things around it, but we preach about it maybe once in a while so that people can understand the gravity. Heaven is a place of reward and God is a rewarder. In Hebrews chapter 11 verse 6, the Bible says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. And he that comes to God must believe that God exists. And that he's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Look at your neighbor, one person, get one person. Say, God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. Get another neighbor, get serious about it. Tell the neighbor, God is a rewarder. Look at your neighbor, say, God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. You did not get a neighbor. Talk to yourself now. Tell yourself, I agree that God is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. He does not reward carelessness, he rewards diligence. God rewards. I love this scripture. Every time most people would have known, I quote it a lot. He's a rewarder. I'm excited that one day my master will look at me and say, "Welcome, thou good and faithful servant." That is what we are laboring for. I don't know what many others are laboring for. I don't know what they are pursuing. But my joy is that he will say, "Welcome." After toiling here on earth, many people did not labor for the master on earth. So I always wonder, they didn't labor for the master. Who will reward them? Who will award them? Who did they labor for? Many are laboring for their belly, what to eat, what to drink. Many are saying things like, I'm just concerned about my family. I'm concerned about my children. I'm concerned about my books. I'm concerned about my work. And we work and work for men. And do you know that they are sending people who work for organizations after 30, 40 years? I know of a man who was working with a bank at a particular point. He got a disease on in his leg, serious illness. And by the time the bank started servicing that service, they could not again because he was not working. The bank now told him they had to go. But this organization is served with all his energy. And he said, we can't again. We can't spend all our money caring for you when you're not getting any better. Think of something else to do. How would he think of any other thing to do? So here on earth, he has lost. And that bank does not have eternal reward. So that if somebody loses here on earth, at least for any reason, you are sure that your service and your diligence will be rewarded somewhere else. God is a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. I'm so excited that what we will be doing for the workers alone, we have brought it to the whole church. It's enough wisdom for anybody to learn who wants to learn. And I pray that after this service, your understanding will open up. Your perspective will open up. You will serve God better. You will love God better. You will know God better. And you will be positioned for your reward. In the name of Jesus. Many times, some churches and pastors don't prepare people. When we say we're preparing people for heaven, we're not talking about preparing them to make heaven. When they are born again, they will make heaven. Are you hearing what I'm saying? We're preparing them for the day of reward. We are preparing them because there's going to be a day where God Almighty will sit on his throne. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And when he sits on the throne, he will be looking and saying, "Welcome." Have you also read in the Bible where he said that certain people, he will say, "Thou worker of iniquity, depart from me, for I know you not." And you think that those things in scripture, they are jokes? Oh no, they can be. Some people say, "I believe in the Bible. I don't believe that God will just send people to hell." It has happened. You didn't read the Bible, that's why. The whole of Sodom and Gomorrah, all of them died. Only Lot came out. You think the world is too big? During the time of Noah, the Bible says that every single human being, you think they were just 20,000 or 200,000. Every single human being in the time of Noah, all of them perished. Go and read your Bible. History still has it that dispensation existed. They were wiped off. Only Noah, 8 people. Say, no, God is so loving, he cannot do that. Forget that. The love of God is that he compels all men to be saved. That's the love of God. And any person who rejects that love of God, there is nothing he can do. Though he loves the person, there is nothing he can do. Why? It is absolute pride to reject Jesus. The offer of salvation free. Is anybody getting what I'm sharing this morning? Yes. Our salvation is not a reward. It's a free gift. So we don't have to work. But we must understand that after we have become saved, you must remember that after salvation, you were saved unto good works. There are certain good works that God has ordained that you must do. Ephesians chapter 2 from verse 8 to 10. Let's look at it together. Ephesians chapter 2 from verse 8 to 10. I want us to see. The Bible says, "For by grace you have been saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of what? God. Not of works. This anybody should do what?" The next verse immediately says what? "For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them." Can I tell you what that means? It means that before you were born, God saw already. He knows those who will be saved. He knows all the people who will go to hell. And all those who will be saved and go to heaven, he prepared the work that they will do. And based on their alignment with that work and how they look like Jesus the Master, they will be rewarded. It's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Are you getting what I'm sharing? So could it be that some of us are pursuing the activities of life and have neglected our real assignments? Think about it, church. Imagine that you're just going about pursuing many other things, and the real reason why you were created in Christ, the real reason why God decided to, you know, establish you in Christ, you're not doing it. Now, this is for those who are even saved. Much more those who are not saved. Those who don't know Jesus. Sinners will not stand in the congregation of the righteous. Never. It's a different congregation. It's a different judgment. The judgment of the saved is different from the judgment of the unsaved. So somebody should not squeeze themselves in and say that, no, I'm going to come back to purgatory. I will be like a rat. And when I suffer my punishment as a rat, they will still save me. You kill yourself. That's a lie from the pit of hell. It's not in the Bible. The Bible never teaches anything like that. It is appointed unto man once to die. After death is judgment. So don't let anybody tell you you're going to come back to this world as mosquito. If you come back, they'll kill you quick. If you come as war gecko, somebody will kill you. If you come as rat, they'll put poison for you. So you think God is foolish enough to just organize himself and start bringing human beings back to the world as rats, as tortoise, as goats? You're laughing. But I'm serious. Because that's what some people teach. You don't come back to suffer your punishment by yourself. No, it's appointed unto man once to die. And after death is judgment. And when we die, those who are saved will appear before God for their judgment of rewards based on their works. Those who died without Christ, they appear for condemnation. Let me tell you something. In hellfire, they have different degrees of reward too. And when I said it in first service, I heard, huh? So some people that are saying, there's no need. Let me just continue the way I am. You know, some people, they say, I'm just a liar. I don't do much. Oh. I know, sir, I don't know God, oh, but when I lie, they lie. I know the key person. But you lie the lie that killed somebody. Then you're a murderer. Let me just leave the unbelievers. Let's focus on the believers. The reason is because there will be a way for somebody at the end of this service to say, in fact, Jesus, have mercy on me. So I don't want to focus on the matter of unbelievers for now. The day will come when I will teach you and help you gain understanding how that in hell there will be degree. The person who had the opportunity to be saved severally, multiple times, is different from the person who heard about Jesus only once. He did not accept, he will still go to hell because he heard. But the person that was born in a pastor's house, born in the church, attend services, and refused to accept Jesus, prepare. Your dimension of punishment is different. Many pastors don't preach truth anymore. They're afraid, they're scared. That's what God told me. That there are people who still preach the truth, but there are a lot of people who are very scared. The word of God never changes. Are you hearing what I'm saying, church? I want you to understand it. You will wake up one day in your life and you say, I had the truth. And I'm glad I followed it. And that will be your portion in the name of Jesus. In John chapter 6 from verse 27 to 29, please pay attention. I'm going to wrap up the service as when the time is due. Then we're going to call for the awards. Jesus said to the people who were coming to him for what they will get. Look at what he said. Message translation, John chapter 6, 27 to 29. He said, don't waste your energy striving for perishable food like that. Work for the food that sticks with you. Food that nourishes your lasting life. Food the Son of Man provides. He and what he does are guaranteed by God the Father to last. He said, to that they said, well, what do we do then to get into God's work? And see what Jesus said. Jesus said, sign on with the one that God has sent. That means believe, accept Jesus now. That kind of commitment gets you on in God's work. Can you see he agrees with Ephesians 2:10 that you were created for God's work. But when you sign into Christ, then you can do God's work. Abraham wanted to know what God would give him as reward after following him. Leave your father's house, a man of 70 years. Leave your father's house to a land I will show you. I will make of you a great nation and all that. Plenty, plenty promises. And the guy woke up one morning and said, God, wait, let's talk about this thing very well. I'm not a small boy. I need to know what we are this business. Let's agree well. Because agreement is what? Agreement. Let's agree. Let's know what we're going to do. And look at what happened in Genesis chapter 15 from verse 1 to 6. See what the Bible says. He said, after these things, the word of the Lord came to Abraham in a vision, saying, fear not, Abraham, I am thy shield and thy exceeding great reward. I am your shield and your exceeding what? Great reward. And Abraham said, Lord God, what wilt thou give me? Seeing I go childless, this is my own problem. I'm childless. And the steward of my house is Eliezer of Damascus. And Abraham said, Lord, behold, to me, thou hast given no seed. And lo, One born in my house is now my head. That means you have not given me any child. The person that is born in my house, my servants, will now take over everything that belongs to me. And behold, the word of the Lord came to him saying, this shall not be thy heir, but he that shall come forth out of thy own bowel shall be thy heir. And he brought him forth abroad and said, Abraham, you are looking for one child. That's what you're looking for. Is that your problem? Abraham said, God, I'm just trying to let you know. He said, come, let me show you. Then God took Abraham outside and said, can you look at the stars everywhere? Abraham started looking. Abraham was looking and wondering, pondering at the stars in their beautiful array. And as he was looking, God said, can you count them? He said, God, I cannot count them. He said, look at you looking for one child. And the number of children I will give you, you will never be able to number them. If only you will follow me. God is a rewarder. At the end of the day, we heard of the story in the Bible where Abraham had a bosom and Lazarus was in Abraham's bosom. The man who had only one child on earth, every other person now is his children. Every other person, we are all his children. The Bible says we are all Abraham's children. On earth, he had one. In heaven, he had 1,000 times 1,000. That's why the Bible says, whoever follows me here on earth, this is true scripture. Whoever follows me here on earth, he said, in this world, they will get brothers and sisters and house. He said, but in the world to come, they will get more. And Abraham is a perfect example. One child on earth, he became father of nations in heaven. Today, we all in Christ Jesus, even Jesus Christ came. God still looked at Jesus and said, yes, welcome Jesus, thank you. But all of them are now heirs according to the promise. They are children of Abraham. A man who followed God. Are you hearing what I'm sharing with you this morning? Is it making any sense to anyone this morning? So you must understand that. Peter was also asking Jesus Christ the question. I hope you've seen it now. Peter was asking Jesus Christ the question about, after we have left everything to follow you, God, what will be our portion? I know many of us are concerned about that. You wake up in the morning, people forget to even say, thank you, Father, thank you. The first thing they do is their prayer point. That prayer point is always, they're always pointing the prayer. And they will never ask God, God, what is your own point you want us to pray? Don't you know God has prayer points? You don't know. God, Jesus said, pray the Lord of the harvest that he will send laborers. In other words, this is the kind of prayer God wants you to pray. This is God's own kind of prayer that he will send harvest laborers into his vineyard so that they will win more souls. God has a need. Are you meeting God's need? How many of us here, you are gladly, you know you are meeting God's need? Some people, as soon as they give one offering, nobody will hear word again. One. As soon as they do a project, something for God, everybody in the whole world, I'm the one that did that. No. When they did that project, I know how much I contributed. And if they allow you to buy oxygen for 1 year, or pay for the blood that your heart pumps every day, just a day, please don't. Have you asked medical people how many gallons that's pumped by your heart on a daily basis? Next week is Thanksgiving. Some people will still come carelessly. Will never be your portion. These things will teach you better way to approach God in the name of Jesus. So Peter, he said, then Peter blotted out, here we are. We have given up everything to follow you. What reward is there for us? Jesus responded, listen to the truth. In the age of the restoration of all things, when the Son of Man sits on his glorious throne, you who have followed me will have 12 thrones. Peter, Jesus, you see those apostles, 12 people that Jesus called. He called 12 of them to follow him. Then the Bible says that those 12 guys, he said, don't worry. You see all these things happening here. I will give 12 of you thrones. Child of God, you know one guy missed his throne, Judas Iscariot. When everything closes in this age, as Jesus said it, you will see these guys, 12. They will be judging the 12 tribes of Israel. It's a position God kept for them because they closed their businesses and they followed God. They closed everything. Peter shut down his fishing business and was following Jesus. Walking up and down like a hopeless man. People would have said, you're a very foolish guy. Every day, you just wake up in the morning, you say, we're going to Damascus today. Hi, I'm sorry for you. The next day, he wakes up and says, we're going to Samaria. He said, again, Samaria. He said, Peter, come. Let me ask you a question. You are very stupid, though. Hey, Peter, how can you leave everything and you're following Jesus like this? You're going for midweek service. You're going for Sunday service. You even stay for 2 services. Why not reach you? And Peter laughed. The thing pained him that day, so he went to Jesus. He said, wait, let's settle this matter, Jesus. Since we have left everything to follow you, what will we get? Then Jesus said, Peter, look at you. when I sit in my own throne, I will arrange 12 thrones. And I will position each of you to judge the 12 tribes of Israel. What an honor. It is the same thing Peter heard that Judas Iscariot heard. Yet, for 30 pieces of silver, he sold his master. They heard the same message. It had different impacts. So, for one's case, when they were settling his matter, they said that except the son of perdition, he was now called son of perdition. He has lost his place eternally just because he wanted 30 pieces of silver. He brought the money back and said, I don't want Jesus to die again. And they said, forget about it. He's gone. The Jesus we're talking about must die. But he says, woe to the man who caused the death of Jesus. And the guy carried rope. He hung himself and he died. The 12 thrones still remain. And somewhere the apostles pick another man and put. When we get to heaven, we know whether it's that man or Paul. Because Paul said, I am an apostle of Christ. Not by the will of any man, but by the will of God. And that man's own position will not be lost, I am sure. God is a rewarder. He's a rewarder. But if men decided to reward that one in their way, in heaven, he will show us. I don't know the template. Whether they will now put one extra throne and put a 13th apostle, I don't know. But I'm sure that all of them will be rewarded duly. Are you getting what I'm saying here? Yes. So he asks. He now says, for anyone who has left, 29, he says, for anyone who has left behind their home, their property, leaving their family. Some people, you tell them you want to do cell fellowship in their house. They'll say, my house is not comfortable. My house is not comfortable, please. I don't have comfort in my house. Please, can we use your space for this? You say, no. All these church people, I don't want scatter. My dining table will scatter. They will break my center room. Hi. What exactly is, what are we really pursuing? But these guys closed their business. Guess what happened? It's just like a man who is doing transport business. He closed the business and gave the car to Jesus and said, let's be using it to do ministry. He gave the boat to Jesus. It was from that boat that they were preaching and evangelizing. He was no longer fishing fish. He started fishing for men. And look at today, see how we are telling his story. Are there not many other fishermen in town? Do you know any of them? You will never know them. Those who do not serve God will never get recognition. They will never. Men will know them, but posterity will not know them. Only their generation will know them. The generation after will lose track of their record. May your portion not be like that. I didn't hear you say a louder amen. Amen. Jesus said that there are rewards in heaven. In the one of the most important messages Jesus preached in Matthew chapter 5 verse 12 to 11, he says, blessed are you when men cast insult on you and persecute you and say all kind of evil things falsely against you on account of me. He said, rejoice and be glad, for your reward is in heaven great, for you have persecuted the same way they persecuted other prophets. For so they persecuted the prophets who were before you. In Matthew chapter 6 verse 20, he says, but lay up for yourself treasure in heaven, where neither moth nor rot doth eat, where thieves cannot break in. Lay up treasure for yourself where? In heaven. You saw the trailers of 500 naira notes, 1,000 everywhere. Foolish men. Foolish men who were laying treasure for themselves. Foolish men who do not know that just at the snap of one breath in, the system for out can shut down and they will not come in. They lay up treasure for themselves on earth. And guess what? The people they hate will inherit the money and use the money to suffer their children. Because they were foolish. They were not wise unto God. They were not wise unto God. Am I preaching any fine sermon this morning? I want you to get an understanding that will change your life. You are not here to labor for yourself. You are not here to pursue things for yourself. That's why the Bible says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. The things you are pursuing that I know the Gentiles pursue, he said, I will make all these things to be added to you. Can you please seek first the kingdom? Why? When you seek the kingdom first, there is a reward. There is a reward. There is a reward. Different degrees of reward. All of us will not be rewarded equally. I said that in the first service. I want to buttress that with something in this second service. There's a scripture I couldn't read in the first service. I really want to pay attention to read that scripture in this second service. Let me pick it from 1 Corinthians 3, 11 to 15. I didn't read that, but I'll read it here now. It says, for no man can lay a foundation other than the one which is laid, which is Christ Jesus. Now, if any man builds on the foundation with silver, with gold, with precious stones, wood, hay, straw, each man's work. Somebody say each man's work. I can hear you. Can you say each man's work? Each man's work will become evident. It will be clear. We will see it. For the day will show it, because it is to be revealed with what? Fire. And the fire itself will test the quality of each man's work. Ah! What's the quality of your work? Just come to church, sit down, get tired and sleep and wake up, carry your Bible and go back. Yanana Ashata. They are preaching the things of the kingdom. They are telling people how their lives will advance. And when they preach the gospel and you say, man, everybody is not called to do this thing. It's pastor and those his workers. Jesus. Pastor and his workers. And you call yourself part of this kingdom. They announce everything that has to do with God. And somebody will choose. Mini, mini, mani, mo. This I do, that I don't do. Bye-bye, pastor and your family.
Congratulations.
And God is watching and saying, no, that's not smart. That's not smart. They prepared one of the awards today. After they prepared the awards, I expected that my name should show in one of the awards. And my name did not show. I didn't know. So they sent it to my wife. And my wife said, that if this, this category, our name is supposed to be there. And the person did, he said, I didn't know that we're supposed to be. I said, we are there together. God is not judging me as pastor. How can you say that I will not be there? I'm there. I'm the most, in this one, I'm part of the people. I'm telling you, before I said, my wife had already concluded with him. She said, I said, how can someone, you want to take me out of the place? No. I'm not here because I'm the pastor. Have you not seen how pastors drop dead one day and another person continues? Everybody, some drop dead in front of the place where they were preaching. It's not because God is unjust. You'll be shocked to see some of those people. If they did well in heaven, when you see the brightness of their glory, you will know that they were careless with their health, but they had strength in their eternal destiny. The carelessness with your health is not God's fault. It's your own. Always know that. That's why God says we have to be balanced all around. Balanced all around. Eat. I'm not preaching that one today. Just some people keep eating everything. Anything that buys. Give me. That is what we call instrumental payment of death. Because you are eating everything that will be killing. Eating. And you know that these things, some of them just kill people. Kill people. Most of these companies are working for their money. They don't care what is happening in your liver, your lungs, your heart, your kidney. They don't mind if the oil they are producing will shut down your heart. They will just produce this, mass produce it. And somebody will just be drinking the Ororo with passion. That's not my message for today. I just wanted to adjust somebody's mindset. Because some people, they have planned themselves. If they don't eat 20 cartons of shawarma, they are not comfortable. If they don't eat Domino Pizza 100, they are not comfortable. It's eternal reward we are talking. Leave that one another day. May God help us in Jesus' name. So what will help us end some of these rewards? I want to see this. There is a parable I really want to read. Okay, Matthew chapter 25:14. Matthew chapter 25:14. I want every one of us to read it so that you can see what I'm talking about here. Matthew 25:14. Everybody, let's read it. Want to go now. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country. The kingdom of what? So what it means is that this is how things will happen even in the kingdom of heaven. It's a picture. Everybody, let's read. Who called his servants and delivered unto them his goods? And unto one he gave 5 talents. To another he gave. After he gave them, were they complaining? Some people are complaining. They say, this one has more than me. That one has more than me. Leave that. It's not who has more gifts and talents. It is who does more with what they have. If the person who had one does more, he will get 2. From 2, it will become 4. From 4, it will become 8. From 8, it becomes 16. It's even in multiples, not even in addition. Then the person who has 5, he does not do anything. For 20 years, he can be having only 5. We have to be wise. And don't let the devil put all manner of bitterness in your heart. You see somebody singing with voice, saying, now God, give them voice. No, give me. Make me adjust. I'm not going to do anything in that church. God forbid. That's not your portion. And unto one he gave 5 talents. Another he gave what? 2. Another he gave what? Everybody loud and clear. Want to go? To every man according to his several. And straight away took his. Let's go ahead. It's a long reading. Then he that had received 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them another 5. Everybody stand up. Some people are dozing. They are dozing. Some people have talent of sleeping too. It's the talent. Oh yeah, the talent. Yeah. The only way we can help is to like this. You can still say thank you, Pastor. Thank you, Pastor. Yeah. You know what to say thank you for. When somebody helps you to get the word of God, you say thank you. So let's read it together. One to go. And likewise, he that had received 2, he also gained other. two. But he that had received one went and dig in the earth and hid his Lord's. Some of you have hid your gift of singing, your gift of acting, your gift of administration, your gift of leadership, your gift of all the gift that the body of Christ should use. You're hiding it, digging it into the hole, digging it into the hole, the whole of your business, the whole of your many involvement with other things. And God is saying, this is not wise. And the kingdom needs that your gift. The kingdom needs that your ability. Sometimes they say it's only money, church. It's not only money. Why not get committed in something and let's see where you are committed? Because many awards that we are giving today, they are not based on money. They are not. God wants to use your gift. God wants to use your talent. God wants to reward. See, God puts that gift inside of you because he positioned you for service. And that service he must reward. He's a rewarder of them that diligently seek him. Church, are you listening to what I'm saying today? Very good. Let's read it together. After how long? After a long time, the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoned with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliverest unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 more talents. His Lord said, well done, thou good and faithful. Hey, that's what I'm waiting to hear. After all this labor in earth evangelism, you go here, you preach, some people will insult you, they don't know. The same people, if I had worn my regalia as a lawyer and I said, shh, they will shut up. I will now come as a pastor. He says, I don't want to hear these pastors. No, pass my side. Aye. Chai. Chai. They will insult you for preaching the gospel to them. They will say all manner of things. Some people have been stoned for the gospel. Some were killed. They were beheaded. Those guys that were beheaded in for the gospel, if you see them in heaven, you'll be shocked. For the glory of the brightness that they would have received, martyrs, for the kingdom of God, they chose to die. Nobody is calling you to die. They say, attend service. They say, they won't kill me. Attend service. Whereas another person put the neck and said, kill me for Jesus, and they kill them. And they died, though. Jesus took the glory. It was still glorified in their death. Their blood was an offering. Your time cannot even be an offering. Somebody's blood is offering. Is anyone learning what I'm saying today? Let's read it together loud and clear. His Lord said unto him, well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make you ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of your Lord. He also that had 2 talents came and said, Lord, you delivered 2 unto me. Is that not? Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. Loud and clear. His Lord said to him, well done, good and faithful servant. Did he say because you had 2, I will not say well done? It was 2 he gave me. It is what you gave me that I am working with. See it now. Let's go ahead. He said, thou hast been faithful with what? A few things. And I will make you ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy. Loud and clear, everybody. Then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou as a hard man. Hey, that's what you say every time you don't want to serve God. Every time you give all other things to every other thing and you come to God and they say, 2 hours in service. Someone like this. Pastor, this pastor, they preach too long for this church. 2 hours. They will tap their friend. This church invited me to. The other church, they don't do anything. I don't know about the other church. This one is 2 hours service. If it stretches, it stretches a little bit sometimes. But you see, you sit down in the office, your workplace, from 9 to what? To 5. And guess what? Some people, their work is not just sitting down. They are busy. Some are sweating. Some are attending to customers, running up and down, hustling. With the life that God gave you, you are serving men. Which one are you using to serve God? There will be reward. There will be reward. Everybody, read it together. Where are we now? Let's start. One to go. Then he which had received 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art an hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid and went to hide your talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast. Take your talent. The Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant. Thou knowest that I reap where I sow not,
and gather where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money with the exchangers. Keep it in the bank and let small, small interest drop. Why did you take everything I gave you and just kept it, buried it? Inflation, everything just affected the money. It was useless. No interest. Work for yourself. And inflation of this world will catch up with you. Work for the master and increase will be coming your way. I know what I'm saying. Are you hearing what I'm saying? And the Bible says, and then at my coming, I should have received mine with what? Usury. Take therefore the talent from him and give it to the man who had two. Go to the man who had what? I've given to the man who has to help the man. The man who has to struggle with five working has higher responsibility. If he qualifies to win with that his responsibility, he deserves another. And they took from the man who had one and he became empty. In his life, he has lost his place. He's now useless. This one has 10 and is increasing. And that's why sometimes the rich get richer, the poor gets poorer, is their mindset. Sit up in heavenly places. Are you learning anything this morning? Is it blessing you, church? Yes. So there is reward. And part of those that God will reward in heaven, soul winning. In Daniel chapter 12 verse 3, the Bible talks about soul winners. Sometimes when you call for evangelism, this Saturday now, there's evangelism in church. You see a church of 1,005, 1,002, 2,000, 3,000. Evangelism, you just see 22 people. Out of the 22 people that came for the evangelism, 12 of them, they don't even know anything about Jesus and God. They don't know anything. But they are wise because they still came to show up. Some people who know so much, they will not show up. Then out of the 10 that will preach, 5 others, they came grumbling that, now because pastor knows, if I'm not true, pastor will know I'm not there. They are head of departments, so they have to come. They are in choir. Pastor will know if they don't come. So they will show up. Then the rest, they will say, I'm not in choir. I'm not head of department. I'm not in nursery. I've lived the work of pastor and his people. Let them do it. And the Bible says the most important thing to God is soul winning. The Bible says it. It says, and they that be what? They that be what? They that be what? Shall what? As the of the. And they that turn many to what? As the stars forever in heaven. Soul winners have special ranking degree of shining. The way they will shine is different from the way others will shine. I'm telling you categorically from scripture. And who are the soul winners? They that be wise. The Bible says in Proverbs, he that winneth a soul is wise. He that winneth a soul is what? Wise. Somebody won your soul. Whose soul have you won? If you are not looking for souls, you are part of the souls to be won. If you don't look for, we should be looking for you. If you are not a soul winner, you are a lost soul. One soul winner will look for you because every time somebody will look for you and they get you on the street and say, I want to preach to you. You say, I go to church. That's why when we go for evangelism, somebody says, I go to church. We don't stop there. We know, but let's still preach to you. Because some people go to church, but as I told you, they are not in touch. So we help them. God rewards soul winning. This Saturday, 7 a.m., we'll come for soul winning now. Even if you fix it at the most convenient time, public holiday, they have somewhere they are going for public work, public show. That is the day somebody is going to fix, that they want to go and visit their colleagues, their family, their neighbor, their environment. Some people will not want to go and do sightseeing of the beach. May you not be busy with the wrong thing. God rewards. Are you here with me? Somebody say God rewards. And as I plan to wrap up this morning, there's a way people respond to souls that is terrible. Some people respond to the things of God in a very terrible way. There are people who are offended and they refuse to serve because they have come in contact with fake pastors that scammed them before. So they are very angry. Anytime they see a pastor, they'll be angry. Some people will come to church, but they don't like to get close to anything that has to do with church of God. No. I just want to stay where I am. See, all those pastors. We are not like that here. Forgive us. On behalf of the person who scammed you, sorry. No, I know they are terrible people. who in sheep, they are wolves in sheep clothing. You handed over your heart and your commitment to them, and they started sleeping with the girls. Like Hophni and Phineas, they defiled the temple girls. There are some like that. There are some who engage themselves practically in just reaping people of their money. When somebody will call the money and say, hello, since you have been doing this, your job, how much have you sent to your pastor? If anybody is in this church that I have ever called you in your life to beg you for money, you can raise your hand. I called you and I said, I need money. My family is hungry. I beg you, please. I need to buy something. I want to borrow from you 500 naira. If you are in this church, I have borrowed for you. For my sake, I borrowed 500 naira from you. And first service is not here. Maybe I would say it again next week. I have been employed by the highest paying organization in the world. I can never be stranded. I didn't start saying it today. When we were 2 or 3 or 4 or 5, ask those who were there. I used to say it. From campus, when I didn't, there was no she. I was saying it. It's not by the money, it's by the heart. He's a rewarder of them that did it. I left a 4-bedroom flat to live in a 2-bedroom for the kingdom. I can never be stranded. House that you are talking about, I will sit down one day, somebody will call and say, we have paid for the duplex complete. It's in Lekki. We bought for you in Canada. We bought for you. I don't bother. Those who are pursuing it, they have left the kingdom. We are pursuing the kingdom. What they are pursuing is pursuing us. Be wise. May God help us in the name of Jesus. That's why it's louder. You see this thing? Don't bring that one again. Leave it. I'll use this one. Just keep the volume well. Hallelujah. Are you getting anything in church this morning? We're going to start this message again. Should I start again? You see, you are on time again. I'm joking, because you know I won't start again. I know you've been hearing the things, and I know God is touching your heart. Number two, people who feel too big to serve. They are too big. Then another set of people, they are too tush. The stroll in the church, I guess. Even me, will be the pastor. Nobody sit and fine, pass me. Yes, no. The finest boys on earth, they are kingdom boys. The finest ladies in the universe, they serve the interest of the kingdom. Are you hearing what I'm saying? Check everywhere. Go and check. Those people who are, they are fine. They are glittering. They are shining. When you serve God, people will want to serve God. I don't serve God and I'm going to, no. If you were like that before, when you enter this kingdom, God will polish you. This God, he will polish you with oil of joy and gladness. People will look at you and they will know something is happening in your life. I know this God a little bit in my experience with him. He never disappoints. Never. He's a faithful father. So don't sit down and say you are too tush, you are too fine, you are too handsome. It is that your fineness that will attract the attention of that girl to come to PTCC. Then the Holy Spirit will break the wrong union and connect her to Jesus. You know what I'm saying? It is that your height that you go for evangelism and say, just your preaching, the girl will fall. She can faint for you as they faint for my Jesus. You raise her up and say, God bless you, God bless you. You are not for me, you are for Jesus. It's that your beauty as you are scrolling and catwalking like this. And God will say, Chai, Omali Chanwa, bata, enter, enter. If this one stays in certain places in church, some people at least will come. God uses everything he has given to us as a blessing for the kingdom. Don't think that there's anything that is left that is for the world. You can do ushering job, 5,000, 10,000 naira. They will pay you. If you stand in church to do ushering job, you see ushers, you say, I can't do that kind of job. How much do they pay you? If you ever do ushering job in the world and you don't do it in church, you are wasting talent. I don't touch some people today. Jesus, help me today. People offended and they stopped serving because they rewarded others and they did not reward them. Like today now. Some people, God forbid, they are not in this church. Because I usually preach my way to correction before I start action. Yes. Some people, when they reward other people, they'll be very angry. As they are going home, their spirit is not awake again. So which kind of that? Which people and pastor think that instead? My pastor says, now they keep that record. I will never greet that man again. So the next Sunday, they see Pastor Sass, they will say, Monza. He's not a monster. If you want to say Morningside, you say Morningside. He said, no. That guy with the carry pastor Bible, anytime when they come, if I go attack that guy, how they go reward them, they no reward us. Whatever anybody wants to say is what they say. God is the true rewarder. By human standard, I may reward somebody that I'm not supposed to reward. I'm a human being. But in heaven, God, no one of your efforts will be gone without God noting it. He said, if he's a rewarder of them that diligent, that means he's checking diligently too. I'm human. How many things can I see? How many do I know? The ones I see, I will hold. The ones I cannot see, other people are our eyes. Don't go home and start being offended. Say, I'm not going to that PTC again. I know, like, any church, then they give some people award. I know they like her. In heaven, there will be award. If you don't like it, you come and jump to hellfire. Just say, I don't like heaven again. Say, hellfire! Angel. Don't be like that. When they award other people, celebrate them. And say to yourself, one day I will receive my own award. God is going to give me my own. I don't know the day I will get it from church. I will work to get it. But if I don't get it from church, I will get it in the church of the firstborn. But make sure you are working. Don't say it. Don't be clapping for yourself when you are not doing anything. No, and you say this kind of thing. You are not part of the people. It's somebody who is working that will be rewarded. Am I making sense this morning? Yes. The thing that is a waste of time to serve God. In Matthew chapter 6, a woman brought alabaster box and broke the oil at the feet of Jesus. And when she broke the oil at the feet of Jesus, the disciples were angry. Even the people following Jesus, they don't even get good mind for Jesus. Ah, pepper body. It's Jesus they poured the oil for. The disciples, not one disciple, disciples, they now came and said, you have sold this thing now. What? You know what they said? If you read the Bible, they said, what a waste. Hey, what a waste. Like somebody who finished graduating as a medical doctor and say he's going to do ministry. The father said, what a waste. How can you take the certificate of a doctor and dash a proper position of a pastor? Child of God, I don't know what your profession is. I have the most noble profession in the world. It's here. If you are jealous, no problem. My office as a pastor is the most noble. My assignment is to prepare the evangelists, the prophets, out of the medical doctors, every other profession. See, I don't joke with this office. I have the profession you have. I kept it one side, because not because I want to keep it. Somebody said, keep it. I studied as a lawyer and say, keep it. Wait, let's do this one. So this one, you see that people don't go to school. You can study theology and not be called. You can go to a seminary and not be called. It's not by seminary. No man taketh this upon himself. It's by what we call divine election of grace. So I don't joke with the office. Every opportunity I have, I do it with my life. So whenever you are serving in the house of God, don't do it as a doctor. Don't do it as a lawyer. Don't do it as a judge. You can sit in the office of a judge and all of us will come and say, my Lord, when you come to church, you will look at Jesus and say, my Lord. You look at pastor and say, our pastor. The same way they respect your office, that's how the offices are respected everywhere. Did you learn anything? So get started. Soul winning is on Sunday morning. Reward. On Thursday morning, on Saturday morning, 7 a.m. I expect to see the church. When we fire some prayer, we'll go out to the world and reach out to souls. Number two way you can serve God, be praying for souls that are lost. Many of us never pray for souls that are lost. The Bible says there's what we call laboring in prayer. Where you are laboring and you're not praying for yourself, you are groaning, and there are souls you are saying, God, in this city of Iba, in Lagos, in Lekki, Ratanamaya, God puts a geography in your heart and you begin to labor for them, not for your food, not for your children, not for your business, not for your career, but for the souls that you are praying for. That's number what? Number two. Is that? Number one, I said what? Evangelism, winning souls. Number two is what? Prayer, kingdom advancement prayer. Number three, joining workforce. Join workforce. Our work is to organize church. Some people don't like department. They say, why do they have department? Why are they doing department? No problem. Imagine you came here today, no usher to bring you in, nobody to clean the toilet. After you use the toilet, everywhere is scattered, nobody taking care of the children. They are roaming about this compound, and all the children will just come, and one will come and meet me on the altar and say, pastor, I'll say, how are you? I'll distract you. I'll come back later. Then there's nobody to take care of my own children. My wife will now come and say, baby honey, I know you are preaching. Congregation, sorry, oh, please carry a little. Imagine how disorganized church will be. So some people are seated there right now. They are paying attention to children so that you can pay attention to this gospel. They are in an office. And our church is structured in such a way that we make them do one service there, one service here. You will not miss. People controlling traffic, they will do one service there, they will do one service here. They will not miss. Somebody say, no, if I get committed to that department, I will not be serious with God again. Ah, you were not serious before. If you wanted to be serious, you'll be more serious. Join a department. Tell your neighbor, join a department. Say it very well. Tell the person, join a department. Ask your neighbor, are you in a department in this church? Say, join now. Why have you not joined anywhere? When will you join? God is calling you. I tell the person, God is calling you. Preach to your neighbor. I know you too, you are not there, but still preach to the people. Say, God is calling you. Join for kingdom advancement. To bring order to the body of Christ. Clap for yourself, you're a good preacher. Arise and take on the responsibility of living as a Christian. That will be rewarded. Live as a Christian. Tell your neighbor, live as a Christian. Let your light so shine before men. You can't say you are a Christian and you are doing anyhow, behaving anyhow. You are not helping the kingdom. You must use your lifestyle to labor for the kingdom. Somebody should tap you and say, hello, sister, I've been observing you. Say, what's that? I just observe your calmness, the way you... There's something about you, and it's the Holy Ghost. And the person is trying to... Can I get closer to you? Say, well, no problem, I don't mind. What did you see? So I just feel that there's this peace in you. I've been observing you in this office. I stayed in class for 4 years of my life as a student. At 300 level, 3 years rather, somebody came to meet me and said, I've been observing you for 3 years in this school. I said, what? He said, I want you to be my mentor, my classmate. He became the first president of our fellowship on campus. So I've been watching you. I want you to mentor people like you. I want you to mentor me. That's how he became the first president of our campus fellowship. And I took him and I started teaching him things, helping him, took him for leadership training. Today he's in, I think he's in Canada or UK and doing his own thing. He still loves Jesus. Still loves Jesus. Some, as they are traveling abroad now, the Christianity here is even from now and there. Usher will stroll into the church and say, Pastor, I had a nice sex with my babe. Pastor will still be encouraging and say, calm down. You see, if you talk this kind of message here, they can try to kick the person out. Not everywhere anyway, but some places where the pastors are too careful and they have watered down everything. And that's why the mistakes and the terrible things in the Western world. Let me just advise you, all of you who want to travel, settle your marriage very well. You see there, go and ask what is happening. Tell you how it's scattering. You wash plates, you wash this thing, husband and wife. They'll give you baby to carry, you'll be sharing it. What are you saying? And it's not anything wrong, it's just that our culture was different too. So if you have not learned it here, you go there. One day your wife will just carry back and say, bye bye. Government, carry the children. Me, I go my way. That's what is happening. But if you have built a family that is in God, and the wife submits to the husband, and the husband respects and honors the wife. Anywhere in the world you enter, salt is salt. Salt does not change its taste in UK or America. Salt is salt. And his Bible says that you are the salt of the earth. Don't lose your savour. Rise up on your feet. Let us pray. Thank you. I want you to pray this morning and say, God, help me. Do you know that there are certain people who are suffering certain things they are suffering? It's not God's fault. It's commitments that will take away that arthritis. You get dizzy on the field doing evangelism now. Arthritis is gone. Pam. A tumor is in your body. You are sweating as you are preaching souls. You come back and do a scan. They say it disappeared. On the field, miracles happen. When people are engaging for the kingdom, their lives are transformed. When you are sincerely serving God, there's a way he will reward you. Even when men think he did not reward you on earth, the Bible says when we live here, we will open a new page in heaven and they will see. I want you to pray and say, God, help me that I will not labor in vain. I will not labor in vain. I will not just work for myself. I will not just work for an organization. I will not just work for what is perishing. Lord, help me so that I will not labor in vain. I will get the reward. I will be celebrated. Can you lift up your voice and begin to pray? Lord, help me. Some of us are saying, God, I am sorry. I've not been committed. I have been attending this church for 2 years, for 1 year, for 3 years. I have not joined anything. Lord, I am sorry. And I give my skill to my organization. I'm a graphics person. I'm a web developer. I'm a designer. I'm an administrator. director in my office. I do one thing or the other. I serve in such high capacity. And yet, I have not done anyone for the kingdom. Lord, I am sorry. I want you to talk to God sincerely and say, I'm sorry. I love you from my heart. That's why I'm preaching with this kind of passion. It's because I know that you want to be glad and smile on the day where the reward is given. Yes, everyone will enter heaven, but the reward of certain people will give them greater joy than others. There will be no bitterness in heaven, no, but the level of joy will differ. The level of joy and the brightness and the shining will differ. Many will be captains of 10, captains of thousands, captains of hundreds. In the new heaven and new earth, there will still be leaders. Don't joke with it. Can you pray and say, God, help me that I will not labor in vain. I will not labor in vain. I will not labor in vain. Lead me true, Lord Jesus, lead me true, and lead me true, Lord Jesus, lead me true. There's a race I must run, there's a victory to be won. Me power every heart to be true. One more time, let's sing it now. Lead me true, Lord Jesus, lead me true. I need your leadership. Lead me true, Lord Jesus, lead me true. There's a race I must run, there's a victory, there's a victory to be won. Give me power, the grace is what we mean here. Every power to be true. I will not labor for myself, Jesus. I will labor for you. I will follow you. I will serve you. All the days of my life, Jesus, I will serve you. All the days of my life. I know the Holy Ghost is speaking to many of us.